and I have with me on the line Rabbi Gal Perin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank God. Baruch Hashem.
Good. So, Parshat Chayei Sarah.
Chayei Sarah is the parasha that talks about the life of Sarah. You know, Sarah dies at the age of 127.
Yeah.
And is buried in the Machpelah in a cave in Hebron.
Marat Machpelah, yeah.
Right, which Avram purchased from Ephron for 400 shekels of silver.
Yeah.
We also see in this week's Torah portion, Avram sends Eliezer, his servant, laden with gifts to Haran to find a wife for Isaac. And at the village well, Eliezer asks God for a sign that when the maidens come to the well, he will ask for some water to drink, and the woman who will offer to give him him and his camels to drink.
That's the chosen
that
one.
That should be the chosen one.
Yeah.
And so Rebecca, the daughter of Abraham's nephew, Bethuel, appears and does exactly that, and agrees to go with her. With the servant to go with the servant to Isaac to become his wife, and we see that Sarah dies in Kiryat Arba, that is Hebron,
yeah,
land of Canaan, and Abram came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her, and presenting himself as a stranger and a resident amongst you, Avram approaches the people of Chet with the request to purchase a plot of land for Sarah's burial. And Avram is particularly interested in the Machpelah cave, as we know, the double cave, or the cave of the couple, and the surrounding field, a property belonging to Ephron, the son of Hefer, of those people there. So it's interesting what he means when he says, I'm a stranger and a resident amongst you. And Avram was obviously teaching us a phenomenal and important lesson, that a Jew is a resident in the world, for the Torah instructs him not to escape the physical reality, but to inhabit and elevate it. So virtually all the mitzvot, the divine commandments of the Torah, are physical actions involving physical objects, in keeping with the Jew's mission to make the dwelling place for God in this material realm by sanctifying the everyday materials of everyday life. You know, we put on tefillin. How do we put on tefillin? With physical things, with leather, with the scroll.
With materials.
How do we eat kosher? We eat kosher, we eat physical food. We make a blessing on something physical. In other words, we're taking the physical aspect and elevating them. So we are a resident in the world. But at the same time, a Jew feels himself as a stranger. A stranger in the material world. Because really his true home is a higher, loftier place. The world of spirit. The world of holiness and godliness from which the soul has been exiled and to which it yearns to return. So indeed, it's only because a Jew feels himself a stranger in the world that he can avoid being totally consumed and overwhelmed by the world, by everything that's in it. And because of that, he's able to maintain the spiritual vision and integrity required to elevate it and to sanctify it as an abode for the divine presence. So what he's doing, is, I'm a resident in the world. I'm going to become part of the world. That's my mission, is to be able to become part of the world, to elevate the world. But I still feel myself as a stranger. Why? Because I know that the world in itself is not my real place to live. My real place is when my neshama, my soul, wants to be close to godliness. And so therefore, I feel like I'm a stranger. You know, there's a story told of the visitor who was stopping by the home of the great Hasidic master Reb Dov Ber of Mezrich. Now in those times, they used, you know, where the cities that they used to live in, so the rabbis or the tzaddikim, the holy people, they would call them the so-and-so of the city. So he was called the Dov Ber of Mezrich, because he lived in Mezrich.
Yeah.
And this visitor was outraged by the poverty he encountered there. And because Rabbi Dovber's home was bare of all furnishings, he, you know, there were maybe just a couple of wooden, rough wooden planks and blocks that served as benches for his students during the day and as beds for his family at night. And he asked, how can you live like this? He says, I myself am far from wealthy, but at least in my home you'll find, you know, thank God, the basic necessities, chairs, table, beds. You live like this? So indeed, says Reb Dovber, but I don't see any of your furnishings. How do you manage without them? Where are they? So this visitor says, what do you mean? You think I strap all my possessions along with me wherever I go? When I travel, I make do with what's available. But at home, a person's home is a different matter altogether. Aha, says Reb Dovber, at home it is a different matter altogether. In this world, we're all travelers, we're all strangers. All these things don't matter. But ultimately, what are we taking? We're going to go up to heaven, and God is going to ask us, he's not going to ask us, did you buy this car? Did you have this house? Did you have this? Which is nothing wrong with them, but it depends on how we, what our focus on. Or these guys are going to ask you, did you give it all you got? Did you give everything possible that you can do to accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish in this world? That you were a stranger, but still a resident. A stranger to the fact that all these physical things were different to your views. But you were going to take all the physical aspects and incorporate them into spirituality and make them part of your life, but part of the spiritual life. And that's what Avram said when he said, I am a stranger in the land of a thing that I don't feel comfortable in. And that's such an important lesson that we can all have in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. And Hanukkah is coming.
Hanukkah is approaching very fast. And, you know, we're going to be doing our fifth year. We're going to be doing our annual menorah lighting in the Devonshire Mall. And this year we're going to be making a giant stock menorah made out of stocks. And it's going to be a really beautiful event. You know, we have there's a girl in town, her name's Sarah Lewis, who has won the Jubilee, I'm sorry, the award from the Queen for under 12 years of age of doing what she did. The Governor General spoke about her. She's been talked about all over, and that's what she does, the stock drive and mitzvah drive, and she's helped this homeless shelter, which we're going to donate it all to, so she's joining up with us in doing it. It's going to be co-sponsored by the Shaar Tzedek, the Shaar HaShemayim, Temple Bethel, as well as Windsor Regional Hospital is a co-sponsor with us as well. So it is going to be a beautiful event. It's going to be crafts for the kids. Obviously, the regular things that we have on Hanukkah, donuts and latkes are going to be there. And it's going to be a really, really fun event. And it's going to be November 28th, Thursday evening in the Devonshire Mall at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So get ready and collect some socks.
Right. And thank you for reminding me now that the socks can be dropped off at Temple Beth El, the JTC, Shaar HaShemayim, Windsor Regional Hospital, I believe, is going to be doing a sock drive as well. Massey High School is involved. So, or you can bring it the day of the event to the mall, and we will put it in the menorah. And if we're stuffed the menorah ready, we will have bins right outside the menorah to be able to put all our rest of our stock and mittens, if people want to bring that, we can't fit in the menorah.
That's great, but don't forget new socks.
Right. or you can give money.
Yeah.
And we will make sure with that money to go and buy socks.
That's
that great. Is desperately needed specifically, and especially right when the winter is about to start.
Yeah. So, Rabbi, I want to thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for doing on the air this week, and I'm happy we're able to get on.
Yeah.
And look forward to next week.
Same here.
Be well. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.